The 10 Best Things About Canada, According to Me, by Susan Hughes. The 10 Best Things About Canada, According to Me, by Susan Hughes. Hi, I live in Canada. I really like this country. I could tell you a million things about it that I like. That would take a long, long time. I know. I'll pick 10. Just 10 things, in no special order. Ready? Here are the 10 best things about Canada, according to me. One, snow. There's never enough of it. Did you know that you can slide down it, build with it, write in it, walk on it, make art with it, and even, don't tell my mom, eat it?
There is a kind of chart on page 5 called a bar graph. It is titled
Average Annual Snowfall Across Canada.
Along the left side of the bar graph are the names of Canadian cities.
Whitehorse, Vancouver, Calgary, Yellowknife, Regina, Winnipeg, Toronto, Iqaluit, Quebec City, Fredericton, Halifax, Charlottetown, St. John's.
Along the bottom of the bar graph is a number scale. It shows the amount of snowfall each city receives in centimeters. The box near the top of the bar graph shows that each whole snowball equals 10 centimeters of snowfall, and that each half snowball equals 5 centimeters of snowfall.
Two. Woo-wee! Hockey! In summer, I play road hockey, and in winter, I play ice hockey. I like to watch the NHL games on TV and cheer on my favorite team. And I'm not the only Canadian who's crazy about hockey. When the home team wins, everyone celebrates.
Look at the photograph at the bottom of page 7. The caption reads,
The longest game of hockey ever played was in February 2005 in Edmonton, Alberta. 40 teams took turns playing to raise money for cancer research. The game lasted 240 hours, and the final score was 2,254 to 2,203. Three, people. People from everywhere in the world have come here to live. All the different languages and traditions make life in Canada exciting.
Look at the photographs on pages 8 and 9. The caption reads,
Lots of Canadians have a coming to Canada story. Does your family? Four, wildlife. Read these cool facts about some wild Canadians. Polar bear. A polar bear has hair on the soles of its feet, both for warmth and for grip on slippery ice. Beaver. A beaver chews down more than 200 trees a year. Monarch butterfly. The monarch migrates to Mexico in winter, flying 4,000 kilometers or more. Moose. A male moose grows new antlers, 25 kilograms of bone, every year. Chinook salmon. After years in the ocean, Chinook salmon return to the same spot in the stream where they were born to have their own young. Five. Water. Check out this photo of Niagara Falls. I read that every second, close to 3 million liters of water go over the edge. That's more than a million bathtubs full every minute. This water comes from the Great Lakes.
At the bottom of page 12 are two maps. At the top of the maps is a compass rose. It points the way north, south, east, and west. The larger map shows the Great Lakes area of North America. At the bottom left of the larger map is a
scale.
This helps to give you an idea of how much bigger the Great Lakes area really is than the picture on the map. The distance between each mark on the scale, measured on the map, equals 50 kilometers in actual distance. Let's read the labels on the larger map. The labels in capital letters read
USA, Canada.
The labels on the lakes read
Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario.
Near Lake Ontario is labeled
Toronto.
Now let's look at the smaller map. There is an arrow pointing from the smaller map to a box on the larger map. This shows that the smaller map is an inset map. It shows a closer view of the area shown in the box on the larger map. Let's read the labels on the inset map. The labels in capital letters read
Canada, USA.
The labels on the lakes read
Lake Ontario, Lake Erie.
A place marked with an arrow is labeled
Niagara Falls. Canada shares four of the Great Lakes with the United States. We have millions of other lakes as well. They're perfect for swimming on hot summer days. Six. Space. Canada is really big. It is the second largest country in the world. If you walked non-stop in a straight line, it would take you about 70 days to get from coast to coast. 33 million people live in Canada. That sounds like a lot, but Japan is much smaller than Canada. And look how many people live there. Canada has lots of space. That's good, because I still have lots of growing to do.
Look at the table at the top of page 15. It is titled,
How many people live in?
The table has two columns. At the top of each column is a title. They read,
Country, Population.
The table has four rows. The first row reads,
Russia, 142,893,540.
The second row reads,
Canada, 33,098,932.
The third row reads,
USA, 294,215.
The fourth row reads,
Japan, 127,463,611.
Look at the map of the world below. The box on the right reads,
Largest countries in the world. 1. Russia. 2. Canada. 3. United States of America.
Each of these countries is labeled on the map. The labels read
USA, 3. Canada, 2. Russia, 1.
At the right of the map, a smaller country is labeled
Japan. Seven. Ideas. People in Canada have great ideas. Here are some of the things that Canadians have invented. Telephone. Snowmobile. Canadarm. Green garbage bag. The game of basketball. Zipper. These Canadians have had some really great ideas too.
There are three photographs on this page. Let's read the captions.
Robert Munch has published more than 50 books. Dolores Claman composed the Hockey Night in Canada theme, one of my favorite tunes. People who can't speak and have difficulty typing use a Bliss symbol printer to communicate. Rachel Zimmerman invented it when she was 12 years old. It turns a few simple touches on a special pad into printed pages and emails. Eight. Green dreams. Canada has a green dream to keep our environment green and clean. We collect used paper, cans, and plastic. These materials are recycled into new products. Canadian researchers look at ways to make energy that won't cause pollution. And we protect green spaces by having parks all across Canada.
Look at the table on page 18. The table has two columns. At the top of each column is a title. They read,
From this to this.
The table has four rows. The first row reads,
Plastic pop bottles, fleece garments.
The second row reads,
Used paper, cereal boxes.
The third row reads,
Plastic containers, playground equipment.
The fourth row reads,
Used aluminum cans. Brand new cans.
There are three photographs on page 19. Let's read the captions.
Wind turbines. Pincher Creek, Alberta. Forion National Park, Quebec. The Green Team Club in Brampton, Ontario, plants a tree. Nine. Heroes. Heroes do great things. They make me want to do great things, too. Here are some of my Canadian heroes. Haley Wickenheiser. Because she helped the women's hockey team win gold medals for Canada at the 2002 and 2006 Winter Olympics.
The speech bubble on page 20 reads,
I think Haley's the best women's hockey player in the world.
At the top of the page is a trading card. It reads,
Canadian Heroes. Haley Wickenheiser. Born August 12, 1978. Terry Fox. Because he was very brave. He got cancer and his leg was amputated. But Terry decided to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research.
The speech bubble on page 21 reads,
We have a Terry Fox run at school every September. We collect sponsors, and then we run, walk, or roll for Terry.
At the top of the page is a trading card. It reads,
Canadian Heroes, Terry Fox. born July 28, 1958. David Suzuki, because he works hard to keep our Earth healthy. He is a scientist who has spent most of his life teaching Canadians about the environment on radio and television shows.
The speech bubble on page 22 reads,
I like the way David Suzuki explains science. He makes it fun and easy to understand.
The trading card at the top of the page reads,
Canadian Heroes, David Suzuki, born March 24, 1936. Craig Kielberger, because when he was 12 years old, he spoke against factories that used children as workers. He raised money to help poor kids around the world go to school. Now he inspires other kids to do the same.
The speech bubble on page 23 reads,
Bake sales and car washes are fun ways to raise money.
The trading card at the top of the page reads,
Canadian Heroes, Craig Kielberger, born December 17, 1982. Ten. Last but not least, one of the best things about Canada is me. Okay, and you, and him, and her, and them. All of us Canadian kids.